Hello, hello, hello,
and hello, hello
to the Alpha Males Alpha podcast males. Segment
27.
Yeah. Is that sarcasm? Because that genuinely seems high to me. I really don't remember.
No, I have the file explorer up with all of the files. Okay.
27. Welcome.
27. Welcome.
Okay.
Did you guys know that Jingle Bells,
Batman Smells,
Robin Lays an Egg was the first song, that version, mm-hmm. of course, ever broadcast in space way back in 1965.
Wow. That's a long pretty time epic. Ago. It still has 100 in it.
That's like days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. It's Christmas Day.
It is Christmas Day.
If we get this right.
I hope we upload it on that day. I hope the video version is up on that day as well.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Try to get both up.
But we'll see.
Also, I just want to say real quick.
Merry Christmas.
I am moving on to a stoic mentality when it comes to life in general and also videos. Because I think that... The thing that Stoicism really, really teaches us is that there are things that are out of our control and there are also things that are within our control. And within my control is the ability to do my best to produce a podcast and to edit it and get it up. Out of my control, however, is internet and actually getting it on the channel some of the time. So... if this thing isn't uploaded, what I'm trying to say is that if it's not uploaded on Christmas Day, it's not my fault because it's out of my control.
Yes. So. And plus, Saturday is one day after Christmas. So, like, right?
Probably.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. Saturday is normal Five. Day. Also, speaking of Stoicism and internet, my internet was gone for the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got really sick for the last 2 weeks. So, like, it all came together, and we had no podcast. Sorry. But,
yeah, we also missed the one before that.
No, that came out...
That wasn't
That came
because...
out a day late. No, that came out a day late.
No, I don't think we even... Like, we've missed 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, I'm saying for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought you said the last internet. Week. Sorry. I
Oh, no, yeah, no, okay. no. 2 weeks.
I pay attention to what
And then
you
the
say.
One before was late.
Okay.
Also, but to make it up to you guys, mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We have
special guest video watchers.
It is Jerome himself.
It is Jerome. For audio listeners, I have a live giraffe in the studio, mm-hmm. Jerome, of course, to promote the Giraffe Gang channel, which unfortunately won't be launching today with its flagship video. Mm-hmm. That would have been perfect.
It would have been.
The first Jerome is introduced and the Giraffe Gang channel is launched.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because we had a whole plan. We were going to make a Christmas. We mentioned this in the last podcast, I think. That we were making a Christmas parody song and the video was going to be uploaded Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we got half of it recorded. None of the music. I got sick. So obviously we couldn't do anything because global pandemic and all. And then Sean's mom brought up... Yeah. A point.
She basically gave us
something.
Gave us both. She sat us both down, and told us about Stoicism.
She said, "Son,
she told us about."
She was like, "I want you to be so stoic.
No, the things out of your control, and one of those things is the legality of the situation, because there are legal issues that come with making music. I know none of you know this. You're helpless fools that don't understand the law.
Yes, you're not alpha male.
No, not yet, unless you're following and subscribed. But we're going to educate you today. If you make a cover or even a parody of a song, you have to make your own music. You can't just rip an instrumental, sing over it, and then expect to not get sued. As yes. we have learned probably throughout the course of the internet, but that I found yes. out recently from mom.
Mom. My mom told
from my
me.
Mommy.
My mommy. So yeah, that so, video may come out eventually.
Maybe one day. If we're I think the basic idea here, we still would like to record and finish it because we've done about half of it. We spent 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, something like that. We got together and we recorded like, I don't know, half, a little bit more than half.
Yeah.
Of the video. And before that, we'd written the entire song. We'd gotten everything going. It's really good, by the way. You're missing out. Like, if this had come out on Christmas, you would have been watching that first, and you'd be here crying because of just the emotion.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
From having viewed that video. But unfortunately, it can't happen just yet. But we would like to reach out to whoever made the song.
New song?
Yeah, new the songs.
The song is
the studio surrounding
is Christmas
them.
Shoes.
Christmas Shoes, yeah. To ask if we can do a parody and potentially maybe do some sort of financial sharing, granted that the video actually makes any money off of that.
Yeah, which it won't.
No.
It'll make all the money.
Yes. Every single dime that there is will now be split between the Giraffe Gang and New Song. They're
new
quite
song.
Lucky.
Quite lucky, yes. They get to be on Giraffe Gang channel. Yeah. Lucky. I never thought they would do that.
Also, if there happens to be anybody from New Song just watching this video, as I know there are big fans and everything, our emails are flooded with just comments and stuff from people, but we'll find you if you reach out, we might find it.
Or tweet us.
Yeah.
Legion of 2YT. You can do that. But yeah, it was, I mean, like, we can spoil it a little bit. It was Christmas Shoes, the song, but it was about you're standing in line, not behind a child trying to buy shoes for his dying mom.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause we're not creeps.
But behind a Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, of course not. You're standing in line behind a Karen, mm-hmm. not wearing her mask and yelling about a coupon.
Right.
It's very good.
There's a lot of depth there, you know?
Yeah, it does end with a twist that I keep forgetting exists. But it's a great thing.
It's a great twist. I would put the writing up there, and this isn't to show off or anything. This is objective. I would put it up there with a Stoic philosopher. I would put it up there with, like, the
As a Stoic,
and an objective person. I would put it up there with the Shakespeares of the world. Maybe the Moffats.
The Quest for the Golden Bananas of the world. Like,
right. It's so high up there.
Tier.
Top tier. You know, as a Stoic, I need to back it up. I'm not being fully objective because I'm giving those stories, besides The Quest of the Golden Banana, a little too much credit. Shakespeare,
that's
you know, like, our video up here, Shakespeare is like here. You know, he's trying to get up there.
The thing that Shakespeare has over us,
mm-hmm.
the one is the name. He's got brand recognition.
Yeah.
He can, he's good at networking.
Right. He's got
so like
out there.
I get it.
So Shakespeare, if you're listening, you know, we're shouting
Which
you out right
we have
now.
We have talked about Shakespeare in this podcast before,
mm-hmm.
and I believe I mentioned that Shakespeare liked rap, and I would be his friend.
Mm-hmm.
So Shakespeare, two shout outs for you.
Two shout outs.
You're welcome.
Two shout outs. He's really good at networking. He got the Giraffe Gang channel. You know, and the Alpha Males
the
podcast.
The Alpha Males podcast. Like, that's crazy.
Both.
I can't even get on that.
Yeah. It's wild.
Man. But Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody. And happy holidays. Or happy Hanukkah. Or happy whatever. Kwanzaa? Is that another one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy whatever you celebrate. It's a good time.
Happy day. Yeah. Happy December 25th.
Yeah. You might not celebrate
anything.
Happy
Friday.
I don't.
Happy Friday, guys. Yeah. The funny thing. Okay, I also this, we don't really have a topic. We just said Christmas. And it is going to be a shorter podcast because it is like 1 a.m. now.
Yeah.
But this is the only day we're available. And we didn't want to go 3 weeks without a podcast. No. That'd be crazy. But
that's really pushing it.
Yeah. I wanted to say that I had a plan for this podcast before I got sick, but I the plan like came to fruition right after we hung out to film, and I was like, oh, I'll just bring it up next time we hang out next Sunday. And never happened because I got sick. But I was going to suggest we buy each other Christmas, because I, you know, I'm going to get you a Christmas gift year.
You always do.
And then we open and I it never on do. The podcast.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, I mean that can be an after Christmas thing, all the same. That's fine. Is like just call it a New Year's thing, you know.
Yes, Happy New Year's, Sean. Our next podcast, which we don't really know what the topic is, but it's going to be the first podcast of 2021.
First podcast of 2021. That's
insane.
That's why. That's what we should name it as well. You know, get the clicks.
The first ever podcast. Yeah. Of 2020.
Or we just upload in general.
The first ever podcast anyone's ever done. Started. I bet you guys are wondering what a podcast is.
This might be confusing.
Yes.
But I will help you out. No, but I like that idea. And also, I just want to point out real quick, I'm disappointed because I don't have one, but I realize you're wearing a Christmas sweater. You've got it going on.
I got everything. I also, I have like suspenders that are made of like tinsel, but I got confused.
What does that mean?
I opened the packaging, but it got stuck, and I was like, I'm not gonna worry about putting them on.
I will buy it. So I will take it home. I will open it, but I will leave it.
It was a gift. It was a gift.
Okay. I will take your gift. I will bring it home, and then I will stuff it in
and
a drawer.
And I didn't even... I was working the day that they gave me the gift. Okay. My family
Excuses. Like my,
yeah. Jerome, though.
Yeah, Jerome, you figured it out. But that is worthwhile. Hat. Ah, man, it's very cute. I want a Jerome. Don't we all want a Jerome?
Don't we all want a
Jerome? I really want... Okay, I think that the Giraffe Gang channel will have reached its apex, right? The top of where it will ever be once we're able to manufacture and sell Jeromes, you know?
Yes.
Or, well, perhaps... Okay, that's the second apex. The big apex is the apex wherein we're just selling real giraffes to people.
Yes, that's the... Everyone will open, like, you know how Mr. Beast has his burger shop?
Mm-hmm.
Free giraffe shop.
Free giraffe shop. Yeah, they're free. We're just giving giraffes to people.
Yes.
You have a giraffe.
Yes.
You have a giraffe.
Oh, that'd be great. I want... So seeing this in my background, it fits so perfectly in the spot it's in. And I just want... Because they make different sizes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just want my background littered with giraffes.
I do think that'd be great.
I want like a little one in front of it.
Yeah.
A big one. I want like peering in through my window just like a giraffe head. You can tell it's bending in.
Did you get that on Amazon? Also, I like the last one a lot that you just said. I like just registered it. I really want that.
I got it. It's made by a company called Melissa and Doug.
Okay.
For audio listeners, it's a 5 foot tall giraffe, stuffed giraffe. And I bought it on Black Friday because it was like half off, I think, or like 40% off or something. Amazon also had it on sale, but just not as big of a sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, here we go. Money.
Yeah.
Bye.
I don't know why I'm wasting money. You guys might notice I'm on a camera. It's a waste of money. I could have gotten a Jerome.
He's got a new nice camera, but like Is it even a giraffe?
I could have just used the CNI toy. We were just talking about this before. I was having a bunch of technical issues. I could have just gotten or just stayed with the C920 or gotten a second C920.
You could have just got
and a Jerome.
Yeah, I got it. And a Jerome.
Here's the thing, because you said it was like $60, right? So with the cost of this camera, I could have gotten 10.
What?
I've never made such an unwise decision in my life.
I've never been such a stupid man.
Disappointment. Oh man. You imagine I buy 10 Jeromes and they get shipped to my house, like all of them at once, because I buy them at once and I imagine they come shipped together. So there's just this the carrier person is bringing them all to the door. My mom opens it because I don't wake up early enough. There's just like a ton of giraffes.
Ten boxes.
Yeah. See, each of them, mind you, taller than her.
So when I got this, got delayed twice, which sucked. It was actually supposed to arrive before one of our filming days, and then it didn't arrive until like this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I got the email that it got delivered, so I text my sister. I was like, hey, I just got a package, can you go bring it inside? And she said sure, and then I got a text like a second later saying, this is bigger than I am. And then I was like, it shouldn't be heavy.
Yeah.
But I was like, she was like, I don't know how I'm gonna carry this.
Did it turn out to be really light? I think you told me this before.
Yeah, it's
I
forgot. Super light.
Yeah
Okay. It's super light. He's a skinny legend.
Yeah. He has a good diet, man, you know. Really an example to everyone. Long neck voice.
Stoic.
Very stoic. Yeah. I think our intros in Giraffe Gang from now on should be a mix of stoicism and also you're just stretching out.
It's like all right guys, I'm here to talk to you about.
We should make an inspirational channel.
Audio listeners.
Yeah, they don't.
Yes. This stuff.
For all the audio listeners listening to this podcast right now, video watchers, you better not talk to them too much, or just tell them the truth, okay? Don't tell
you
any
better not talk to
don't
them.
Tell them any fabrications here. We just turned ourselves
below you
into giraffes for our intro. That's what we typically do.
That's what we did at the beginning of these videos.
Yeah.
Here, wait, watch. Do you see that, audio listeners?
You see that?
There.
You see that?
Done.
Giraffes.
Giraffes. this very Christmassy podcast.
Yeah, it is.
We don't really. I don't even know what to talk about. I genuinely don't even know what to talk about. But I want to make giraffe video. We had an idea, and I still want to do it. Sean, we need to know when you're moving so we can do this. Like, plan this out where we go to a zoo and adopt a giraffe.
Yeah.
There's a zoo that you can adopt a giraffe in Tampa, or you can adopt one online. Mm-hmm. I want to make a video where we're filming at the zoo, feeding giraffes, and like,
and one of them
it ends with us
is our giraffe
adopting.
Yeah,
is ours.
Is our giraffe, and we'll bring Jerome with us.
Yes, Jerome is coming
to meet them, and to mingle. Yes. Yeah, I also think if we actually time it correctly and everything, we could actually go to Tampa instead of the other one, because I think that'd probably be more
instead
fun.
Of like
and plus more B-roll.
Instead of being like, hey.
Yeah.
More B-roll. All B-roll.
All B-roll.
That's all we film. That's all we film, John.
That is all that we do. And yet it still manages to never be enough.
Yes.
I really want to do that video, and I just want to do videos on that channel. I'm quite disappointed that I want to be able to do the Christmas video anyway, or the Christmas shoes video anyway, but we actually have to reach out to people, and there's no guarantee that they'll ever reach out to us, considering we have zero following literally on that channel. I think we have four subscribers.
We haven't made that channel.
That's right. We changed it to the to the podcast channel. We haven't even made the channel yet.
It doesn't even exist.
It doesn't exist yet. So we literally, if we called somebody, we wouldn't even be able to tell them anything.
Yeah.
Actually, didn't I make it? It might exist, but it doesn't have anything on it. We'll talk about that later. But we don't even, you know, there's no guarantee that we'd be able to get this anytime soon or anything. So we've got to work on other stuff.
Actual in the meanwhile. Other videos, yeah. Which I have some plans.
Yeah.
They're not all going to be very cinematic, right? This mm-hmm. channel's more IRL stuff.
Right.
Skits, of course.
Skits.
But,
vlogs.
Unboxings. So we'll see.
You know.
Unboxings.
Look forward to everything.
Oh, I should unbox that.
put it in a box and unbox it.
Yeah.
Wow, look at this brand new package.
Giraffe? It'll be a box that doesn't fit it because I think I threw away the other box.
It's two boxes. just...
It's like our unboxing of our YouTube play.
Yeah.
We got.
Let me like unbox Macy's. It again so that I can't figure it out.
It doesn't work, and then you push it,
and then I just
and you notice whoa. I didn't tape the bottom. Oh, that was so perfect.
That was pretty funny.
If you guys are wondering what it is, on the Legion of Two channel, it's called A Gift from YouTube? Exclamation point. Very good video.
The Legion of Two channel, by the way, is our gaming channel, which also has other content, but for here forward will
but
be our
is now,
gaming
from,
content.
In the future, it's gaming. It's forward. Gamer. Are you a gamer?
Gamer content.
Gamers, rise up and subscribe to the Legion of Two on YouTube. Also, Sean,
yeah.
I don't know why that made me think of it. Did you know that Twitch banned the word simp? From chat,
it banned apparently. The word simp.
Yeah.
Wait. But you said from chat, so streamers can say it, but
I don't know if. See, I don't know if like the streamers can say it,
mm-hmm.
but I know that it's not allowed to be said in chat, and the reason I know this is because the usage of the word simp. More than doubled the day of the ban. That is so
that's so
funny.
Internet, dude.
So
that's great.
The average was 71,000. 71,000.
A day? Jesus.
A day? Well, but now, the day it got banned, it was used over 140,000 times.
I love the internet.
That's so many people.
Mm-hmm. What can Twitch do now? You know, they take like a handful of them and ban them. Like that's literally it. That's great. But they banned the word simp.
Oh,
can you imagine
it's
in the future where like words like simp and thought and like those sorts of internet slang terms is like as bad as like the N-word or something? You know, just in the future it gets that bad because language changes, right? And it always just gets worse.
But the funny thing is like the way you said it made me think like an S word pass and a simp word pass.
There's a streamer girl is like, all right guys, you get the T pass today, you can call me that.
But like a girl is like, you can't say thought because you're not one. You can't say
you can
sim
say
because
sim
you're not
because
one.
Because you're not. Are you a tier 4 sub? I didn't think so.
Oh my gosh.
The future
is so
bright.
Funny.
I would say.
Oh
man. Now that's a world I'd love to live in.
Also, Twitch is banning simp, incel, and virgin.
Wait, virgin?
Those are some of the words. Yeah, because it's a sexual harassment policy, I guess. And they're not going to be banned in every use of the word. But
so the system, if it's automatic, it has to contextualize the word, and then I hope that's also the case for the other ones. Like, you have a certain context where you can use simp, and it's fine.
Yes. I'd simp Jack Black.
Yeah, who's... There must be a set of people who are allowed to say it, right? Like, if Snoop Dogg got on stream one day and was like, man, y'all a bunch of simps. Like, that's gonna be fine, right?
Like, Twitch isn't gonna... His Twitch... Sorry, this stream is ending. Yeah.
It's like, that would be... Bruh.
I mean, I don't know. I want to see that, though.
That is stoic. That's very objective to the situation. Yes,
I would say that Snoop Dogg saying the word simp is probably my number one Christmas list item.
Please, Snoop. I know you're watching.
Please, Santa.
As a simp myself.
As a simp, I would love it.
As a simp, I wanted to participate in the joke. I'm sorry.
Audio listeners, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, audio. Listen, if there's a video, if there's any podcast that you need to watch on video, I think it's the Christmas one, okay? Because Christmas sweater, Jerome, tissue box joke that you don't know about, but also mostly those two.
Yes. Ha
ha. Dun, dun, also, dun, I bought a camera for you.
You said that like you wanted to say it the whole time. It's like, also, I bought a camera. You just didn't want that to be the first thing you said. Yeah.
I gave it enough time already, okay?
But yeah.
I didn't want to say it, but you guys aren't watching the videos, okay? And I need you to watch the videos. I don't know why I'm Chris Raygun right now, but you need to watch the videos, okay?
Oh my gosh, this is the most I've laughed, I think, during a podcast. And it's just all terrible.
It's all just atrocious.
I love
it. And we won't be laughing the whole way through. I don't know how, wait, give me a second. How long have we been recording? It's been 33. Okay, we might go on a bit longer. Guys, we're not going to move on to it just yet, but I just want to let you know that we have the spiciest, most terrible hating on Apple segment.
Oh my gosh.
Of the Alpha Males channel podcast.
Of the 2020 season.
Of the 2020 season, yes. it's up there.
You know, as a gift for Christmas, I don't even know what it is. We're giving you this big spicy meatball
of content.
Sorry. I regretted what I did. That,
I just kind of want to reverse time. I wish we edited these videos.
Yes, I wish there was some way to get rid of this.
But we're doing it live, obviously, so...
Yes. Yeah, simp. Oh, crap. Dang it. This is Twitch. Also, Sean... What's your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie is
My favorite Christmas movie is when
the one with Christ. I can't think of a single one.
I love that movie, Passion of the one where he got crucified.
Yeah, I love that one.
It's an Easter movie, Sean. Yeah.
I legitimately can't think of one other than, I guess, so, like Frozen is a Christmas movie.
But they do have a Frozen holiday short. That's really good. Okay. I bring it up because over the weekend, with one of my friends had like a Christmas get together with like her sister and her sister's boyfriend, and I was invited, so I was like, yeah, let's go. And we watched Elf, and I forgot how good of a movie Elf is. Have you seen Elf, right, Sean?
Here's the thing, I've never seen Elf, okay? But I edited a short of Elf for TV production. Like, I edited a whole trailer for a movie that I've never seen. And that I still haven't seen.
Find it, Sean. Put it on DraftKings.
Okay, I'll watch it now. Wait. Right now. I wish we edited these things, but we're doing it live.
We're doing it live. Okay, we're gonna watch Elf now.
Yeah.
Now.
Now. Maybe that could be the first Giraffe Gang video. We could do it just in time. You have time this Sunday, right?
Yeah, probably.
Which maybe. Is after Christmas, but it'll be fine.
It'll be uploaded by New Year's.
Yeah, it'll be uploaded by
New Year's. No, actually, that's too quick.
Yeah, it's a little bit
for
much.
Our channel, next Christmas. That, but no, I watched it, and I lolled out loud so mm-hmm. many times. And I've seen that movie a lot. I haven't watched it in like 2 years, so I've forgotten some of the jokes. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I lolled out loud a lot. Very good movie. Very nice. Recommend.
Very nice. Yeah, I want to watch it. I did the trailer for it, and just doing that was, I thought, was funny. Like, just the scenes that I pieced together. And mind you, I'm an amazing editor. And even back in high school, I was an amazing editor. Not to brag. Stoically, I'm a very amazing editor.
Yeah, objectively, I'm one of the best.
And so it was, you know, I add a lot of hilarity to really anything. But Elf was particularly... You know, quite good. It's Tom.
Very not.
It's not Tom Hanks. What's the name of that guy?
Will Ferrell.
Is that Will Ferrell? Wait.
It is.
No, it's not.
Wait.
Will Ferrell's the guy from The Office, right?
He is in The Office a little bit, like, but like for like three episodes.
What's the name of Michael Scott's name?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Gosh darn it. I don't know why I mixed up the two names.
I like how, but I like how you were like, he's from The Office, right? Like, he is in,
I know,
like,
he's in The Office, but I'm thinking specifically, like, you know, the big character. And I know that he's in it. Listen, that's I know my actor. Steve Carell, if you're listening.
Guys, he doesn't know The Office. He doesn't have a personality. He doesn't know The Office. Sean, have you ever watched Friends?
I don't watch that which I don't have.
Oh, okay. Understandable.
That's why I don't watch, like, you know, relationship movies or Christmas movies.
Or yes. When I was watching it with my
friends, The Polar Express. There is a good Christmas movie that I have watched.
Hot. Hey, we got it. Oh, that's so good. I love
top tier movie.
Top tier movie.
And Tom and Jerry Christmas movie. Very good. And Tom and Jerry Christmas episodes. Very good. I love
Tom. Tom and Jerry.
Well, that's the guy. Tom's the guy in The Office, right? The cat in The Office, I imagine.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But in Elf, he goes to New York, right? Mm-hmm. And one of my friends brought up the point that the girl that he, like, eventually falls in love with within, like, a day, she must think there is something, like, wrong with him. Like, mentally wrong with him. Because all he believes he's an elf.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand any boundaries or, like, personal space. And my friend was like, and she's just like, okay, like, he was in the women's locker room. Okay, fine.
Okay.
And wait, all I could think was like,
is that not allowed? Are you not allowed to just do that? You can't just pop up in there? Because, not saying
I'm saying no. Okay, like, that's okay. Normal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I said okay.
All right. Cool.
All that makes me think of is Buddy the Elf.
Mm-hmm.
Found a girlfriend within, like, a day of being in human civilization. And everyone thinks he's an idiot. Do you see where I'm going with it?
Bruh.
That's...
Well, he's...
Very deep.
That's very deep. He's one of those people who will never be allowed to say sim. He never gets an S pass. Okay.
He doesn't get.
He does even I now. I'm not. It's gonna not let. Even banned now in the rest of the world. But you're not allowed to say it, Will Ferrell.
Buddy the Elf.
Or Will Steve Ferrell. Carell. Neither of you. Maybe Steve Carell, because he had like a period of simplitude, but he ended up getting.
Yeah.
You know. Ended up winning.
It was. It was simpler times. comedy.
Comedy. Welcome to the Alpha Males
I
podcast. Love
it. Welcome to the. I haven't laughed this hard ever. No. Look at this photograph.
Also, Jerome is so this cute. Is just... I love Jerome.
Oh, Jerome. So cute.
Very cute.
And I have another hat which really matches our icon mm-hmm. for the DraftGang channel. Which you don't know what it is because
bom, bom, bom.
We don't have a Giraffe Gang channel yet, but you'll see it eventually.
You'll see. Oh, you better subscribe. If you look at Jerome,
not, if
at,
I were you,
look
I
at
would.
Jerome's eyes right now. He's looking. Guys, in, he's peering into your souls. He's telling will. You that which you need to do.
I.
Ah, look.
Guys. For Jerome.
Can you say no to that? I couldn't say no to that. Because I'm a normal human, you know?
Yes, I'm a human being, and I could never say no to Jerome. I just couldn't.
So, anything you have to say there, Jerome? Wow.
Wow.
That's insightful. In fact...
Very stoic.
That's insightful. Very much appreciated.
I would say...
Yes. I hope that the tone of our voices... Let the audio listeners know well enough when we're doing that. Because we change it every time.
Watch. It's in the description of this audio podcast. Yes. Click the little description. Mm-hmm. Go to the channel. Watch the
Alpha Males podcast channel. Just click on it. Go over there. It'll be the first one. If it's Christmas Day.
You'll get to see Jerome. Look at him.
It's Jerome.
Look at him.
In fact, I
do genuinely.
I say so far as to say that I that was not English, but it will be our trailer on our channel. It will be the first thing that you guys will see. Just click on the channel, okay? It will be the,
yes.
It will be the channel's Jerome. Face of it. It'll be the introduction of Jerome. It's glorious.
Yes. I do want to say that this is such a soft giraffe. I giraffed it with the D at the end. But I do genuinely find myself like just randomly like, mm-hmm. aw, petting. Petting Jerome.
And imagine, petting guys, for the low, low price of a subscription, one day we could get you one.
Maybe.
Buy a merch.
Yes.
So.
Buy a merch.
It's the merch to buy. What else kind of merch do you think we'll have for the Giraffe Gang channel? Because we'll obviously have giraffe plushie. That's the apex, the second apex, like I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Our channel.
But... I think it'd be really funny to have a giraffe scarf, Giraffe Gang scarf.
Yeah.
That's like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I could get behind
giraffe
that.
Pattern. Yeah. Maybe in our colors.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like a hat. That just has the ears poking out, you know?
Little That's giraffe I was going to say. I want this or, like, the little, like,
both,
things.
To be honest.
But sticking through the top of the hat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the ears coming down below.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool.
That would be ideal. Merchandise companies, like, if you're watching this, and we know you are.
Yes.
Go ahead and hit us. We're giving you great ideas here, but they're ours. So
U2s.
It's our
hey,
brand.
U2s. U2s, reach out to us. Mm-hmm. I want a U2s. We can have two of them. One of me riding Jerome, and then one of Sean riding Jerome, yes, in the battle. Right? That would be, yes, great. Make it a two-pack.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I think this is.
These are so. Check out our U2s at U2s.com.
Oh man, what is our And then we're holding like a Legion of Two shield. We're just going to put our, okay, U2s, just letting you know, we're going to mix all of our channels together, okay? We'll be Alpha Males in essence just because we're in it.
We're
we'll
there.
Hold a Legion of Two shield and sword.
Shield, yeah.
And that the swords, actually. Yeah. That's what there's one shield at the Legion of Two, but we both get to take a sword.
Yes.
It's separated like that.
Well, sometimes you just don't need a shield. Yes,
it's true. but then we'll also be riding on Jerome into battle. Or perhaps yes. Jerome will be riding us into battle. I'm not sure.
Into battle. We haven't decided.
Yeah. Or perhaps Jerome and us will ride our fans into battle. Guys are the yes. steeds.
Easy.
We really want our We're audience to fans. Be involved. You know?
Yeah.
To have it's a not good because place we, in there.
Yeah. We're not like just you're not cannon fodder.
No, it's nothing along the we no. wouldn't sacrifice you to the enemy in order for us to succeed. No.
Jerome to
it's
live.
More you would sacrifice yourselves for the cause when, in coincidence, that's... we live. So
now that's pretty poggers, right, chat?
Kind of pog boys. champ? Pog champ? Am I right, boys?
Pog champ.
I don't know why I'm...
Can we get a pog? can someone review our podcast and just say pog champ?
Can you?
Come can on. We get some pog champs in the reviews?
can we get some just the whole claps, review, boys? Is this lit, fam? No, that's old. No.
Is this? Hey, how do you do, fellow kids? Like,
that was funny too, Jerome. I liked yours. That was good. Oh man. All right. Well, I think it's about that time, everybody. I think Finally. It's about that time. And Jerome is especially peeved by all of this. And it's Jerome's first time.
Look at his face.
You can see it. You can see the anger just
I'm sorry,
boiling
Jerome.
Right now. But it is that time. It is time to hate on Apple. Because they have been up to some shady stuff lately, okay? And by that I mean not really shady, because it's obvious and everyone can see it. But
because it's Apple.
Because it's Apple. Now, it doesn't influence us in the United States, but it does influence my Harry. People. it's something that happened in India pretty recently.
Okay.
Wherein... and I'm just gonna read the headline here. Violence breaks out at Western Corp's iPhone manufacturing plant near Bengaluru. Okay, now.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get some of these numbers up, and I want you guys to comment your answers in the comments below because I know you're watching the video. As we told you to. Better be. you wouldn't see this if you were an audio listener, but I'm
Wait,
pulling
yeah, we're
a gun at your head.
The people watching. We're only threatening the video watchers. Yeah.
No, well, video watchers, you don't know this, but for audio listeners, a real gun pops up beside them when we do that.
Yes.
You. God, why is my internet so slow here? Okay. But if you were an engineer working at Apple, right, mm-hmm. what would you expect your monthly wage to be like what you know because here in the US
well,
for example you make like $120,000 as an engineer even at Apple they do a good job
see,
for
yeah.
US citizens so you're talking
yeah,
like
I mean
10 grand a month maybe here so over there
yeah
what
considering their phones are overpriced
yeah
and they charge you for just everything you do mm-hmm. at Apple so like a reasonable amount would be like, you know, 10 grand, like you said. Like, maybe because
right,
people
right.
they are outsourcing to India, maybe we can bring it down, mm-hmm. like, 9 grand, 8
right,
grand.
Right, at least, you know, because these places are, you know, they are a little bit poorer than we are. We're the U.S., but I would like
Woo!
Maniacal for that particular... We're the U.S.!
Yeah! But... Yeah! You're not!
But yeah, you'd still expect some sort of decent wages over there. despite that. Yeah. Now, in reality, though, if you are an engineering graduate at Apple, they pay you 21,000 rupees a month. That sounds like a lot, right? It's like, that's, whoa, dude.
That's way more than I said.
I know, I know. They're making like 21,000. And said. I assume that that's what Apple's like executives are thinking, right? They're looking at that number and they're like, bro, we're paying them that much a month. We're balling right now. We're helping people out a lot.
We're the best
company. And that was after a pay cut, oddly enough. In reality, that's $284 US. For the month,
minute, an hour, a month
for the month, for the month as an engineering graduate. And mind you, it gets better though, because Apple really likes to treat their people.
Okay, as long as they worked it out, right, and they fixed it, they're like, oh, I thought it was $21,000.
So, So they fix it and everything, at least for the normal employees, right? They get a pretty typical wage, because some of them within the month had received as low as 500 rupees, which is $6.77 for the month. For the month. For the month. I can't even express.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Hey, so real quick, Sean from the future here. Just wanted to touch on some stuff that we either don't mention in this segment or we got wrong. I think I misinterpreted the article somewhat on my initial read. So, for one, Apple was not itself underpaying their employees. It was done by Wistron, a subcontractor that works for Apple. I still stand by this being Apple's fault, ultimately, since they hold at least some level of responsibility in overseeing their own subcontractors, you know. But ultimately, it wasn't them. I think I mentioned this a little bit later in there, but I thought I'd get it out of the way first thing. Also, employees were not consistently receiving insanely low wages, like 677 a month or 500 rupees a month, like we implied during the podcast. In reality, a few select employees had come out to say that they had only received 500 rupees that particular month. And likewise, other employees had received significant pay losses, hence the rioting and arson and all that stuff. So ultimately, I suppose this is, you know, slightly better for Apple, but still a pretty terrible situation, I'd say, caused by a pretty terrible company. So in any case, just wanted to clear that all up. So let's go ahead and get back to the podcast.
$6.77
Yes.
For the month.
For the month.
You know, you could buy like six McChickens. Five McChickens.
Yeah. For a month. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's all you get to eat
for the month. That is So in other words, Apple's committing a crime.
Apple is literally, they're outsourcing to India. So they just don't have to pay people.
I watched a the reason that I found out about this in the first place. If any of you guys know Louis Rossman, he's a technician that works over in New York, and he deals with, you know, technician stuff. And he saw that this was specifically computer parts, but he saw that this was happening over in India, and he pointed out like a ton of good things about it, because Apple is one of those companies that goes out of their way, like every other company nowadays, at least, to be like, Black Lives Matter. We stand with brown people. We try our best to be as diverse as possible, to care about everyone.
Every June,
they're
like, gay people exist.
Yeah, every single year.
And then July, it's like, yeah. Never mind.
Now Murica exists again.
Yes.
No, but they're like, look, over in India, we've hired like hundreds of people. We have plants over there. We're hiring tons of people over there. People are making money now. Yeah. They can survive.
We're not paying them.
We're not. I mean, $6 a month. That's what, as an executive of Apple personally, I earn, you know, I don't know, $6 a second, maybe a lot more than that.
Yeah, probably more.
Most likely more, but we're not thinking about that right now because yeah. I'm hiring brown people. And so you yeah. should buy my product.
they're like, well, those guys, like, they do like an eye thing, like, well, those guys over there, yeah. they don't need as much as I do.
Poor like they're people just not... are just as good as white people.
as white people. that, man. Like, we're laughing, but this is the, like, angriest I've been at Apple
I know.
In this whole 2020 season.
It's actually like, insane. Like I said, it was spicy, but I think I undersold it because to pay people,
yeah.
like it's one thing to pay people to pay a normal employee $300 a month. That's a travesty, and that's terrible. And people can hardly yeah. live off of that, even in India, I'm sure. But maybe it's more survivable than the U.S. at least, with that amount of money. But $6 for people who are coming in 40 hours a week. I can't even.
I can't even imagine what Apple thinks.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely don't know how they go. Yeah, this is reasonable.
This seems good.
Unless the only way I could see Apple digging their way out of it,
mm-hmm.
and like as like a PR thing is being like, oh. Thought it was dollars.
Duh.
And then, if they did that,
to be fair, I do think that if I'm correct, because he mentions it in the video, that this is the name is Apple, that it's like a subcontractor that's like leading it or something. But even so, okay. and this is a point that he highlights very heavily in the video.
Yeah,
Apple has the money to have somebody make sure that their subcontractors are yeah. paying their people also, reasonably.
It's not even that, like, not just that they have the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to create a plant somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and then you are going to hire people to work there, you should have the decency to make sure they're getting paid. Like, you're gonna go and you're gonna like investigate every like segment and be like, okay, this conveyor belt's working, mm-hmm. this is working, yes, check. You're gonna go up to the employees and be like, yes, you're working, you're wearing the uniform, check, mm-hmm. check. We're not paying you, perfect, check. Like,
yeah.
you're not gonna not know. If you don't know, you are even an even worse company.
Yeah.
Like, if you know you're not paying these people, it's terrible. Yeah. But if you somehow just say, oh, we didn't know,
mm-hmm.
then you are just incompetent and deserve literally the worst.
You deserve thing. Just the worst. I hope that they... India probably needs jobs, so I might take this back. But I want them to just kick you out and to do better with something yes. else. Because they deserve better, genuinely.
I
want us
no,
to kick
I,
you out.
I want you
to just
gone.
Stay with Android.
I want what I want, and I don't know how this would work. I want the Indian government to sue Apple.
Yeah.
I want them to be like, hey, no, but then Apple would just pay yeah. the government. Like,
yeah,
right?
they would just they pay would just the government them. Off. And then the same people, they'd get hushed up and nothing would happen. This article wouldn't have even yeah. been written.
Also, know, you said So what is the article? Because it's about violence erupting. What happened?
Yeah, so in the videos that were shot, so there are videos that were shot by a few fellow employees during the arson. Those leading the mobs were seen breaking glass panes and doors, turning cars topsy-turvy, and attacking offices of senior executives.
I'm not condoning being a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh wait, this is not going to go through if I clap.
Woo! I got you. I'll clap for both of us.
Thank you.
No, it's understandable, though. I don't know. Yeah, the one thing that I would say, don't like attack the executives, I guess, as people.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a bad thing to set arson to stores, but I understand.
I get it. Because, okay, let's say Apple retaliates and goes, okay, well, you're going to have to pay for the damages.
Mm-hmm.
You could just be like, with what money?
Yeah.
Yeah. You literally know how much money I make. Mm-hmm.
You literally know exactly.
$6 a month.
I wanted to pull this up real quick just to exemplify what's going on here.
They don't even get $100 a year.
Yeah, no.
Oh my gosh.
In a year.
It just clicked.
Isn't that...
imagine working 52 weeks, 40 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
and you don't get $100.
I don't know how long... I think these were as a result of pay cuts and wage shortages or something along those lines. So hopefully, I'm hoping that wasn't even nearly the case before that happened, at least, and that this just happened and then they burnt the place down. But
I'm hoping that this didn't happen.
Yeah, that's fair.
Even if it was just for a month.
Yeah.
People probably like not jokingly, people may have died.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're earning $677 a month.
Or at least gone homeless. Even if it was anything along those lines,
just for 1 month. Like Apple made some error and everyone only got $6 mm-hmm. for 1 month, which is a month is a long time mm-hmm. to forget to pay someone. And then Apple, like, if I give Apple the benefit of the doubt and said like, okay, so like a contractor didn't give them this and now Apple is gonna backlog and give them all the money they should have earned mm-hmm. plus a little extra, even that is not good enough.
Yeah. No.
So, oh man,
I just want I wanted to give like I said earlier, some perspective on what this means as far as the store is concerned, and this disparity between the prices of the products and the wages of the employees. Because like I mentioned earlier, $21,000 a month for a graduate engineer that's working there. This isn't a technician. This isn't a customer sales rep. This isn't anything along those lines. They get $21,000 in an entire month. An iPhone XR, which apparently is one of the cheaper of the iPhones. I've not even heard of that. Because I'm looking at this list, but it's the cheapest on the list. It's 38,000 rupees. 38,000. If you were the employee that made 500 a month, it would take you a decade. Probably more. I'm not doing the math fully in my head. To buy a single product that you've been selling this entire time.
Okay, so like, one, by the time you can afford any like Apple product, the one that you can afford no longer exists.
Yeah.
Because they're no longer making it or supporting it. Also, if this is the, because these are not just factory workers, right? These are like, you said sales reps too and stuff, like at the store.
Everybody else, yeah.
So if it was factory workers, you could imagine like it's an all rural area full of just factories. Mm-hmm. But like, these are people who live in places that are big enough, at least, to have an Apple store, yeah. right? So if the Apple employees get $6 a month,
mm-hmm.
what do the rest of the, like, place get? Because either Apple is just the worst company. Well, sorry, that's okay. That's yeah. understand. They are the worst company. But, like, either, like, Apple is just like, well, this is what everyone else makes here, and then they can't sell any products.
Yeah.
Or everyone else makes a decent wage, and they can buy Apple products, and Apple is just not going to pay.
They're just screwing the people.
Their employees.
There. Yeah. I imagine that there's a lot of despair, because India is a poor country in a lot of pockets, even the urban areas.
Yeah.
So this could very well, at least the higher end, what the engineers make might be typical. I can't imagine the $6 a month thing being typical, but I can imagine the $300 yeah. a month being relatively typical. But just to give perspective on that one last time here, because what I mentioned earlier was the cheapest on the list. The most expensive on the list is what people in America buy, like hotcakes, which is the Apple iPhone 12 Pro Max. Okay, that is 129,000 rupees. If you were an engineer, right, making the wage that they mention here at 21,000, it would take you over half a year of just not spending literally
nothing.
Any of the money that you make to buy that
yes.
phone. There's just such a...
Guys, I've had many moments on this podcast has legitimately made me hate Apple. Like, doing this podcast mm-hmm. has legitimately made me, like... Before, I was like, oh, whatever, Apple sucks, haha. But then there's, like, we just keep seeing stuff of, like, their bad behavior as a company.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, like... blowing my mind.
This is insane.
At how bad they are.
And mind you, I don't want to be hypocritical and pin this only on Apple, because I am fully aware that Samsung, Google, all of these different companies outsource and do a bunch of shady practices in these countries
yeah.
as well. I have no illusion that they're not basically doing slave labor in these places. In general, corporations have a sucky, dark parts
yeah.
of them. You know? But seeing this in the light and everything, it just reinforces how much I dislike that company, because they do a lot of other shady stuff that even the other corporations don't do that is just atrocious.
Yeah. And the thing about Apple is they do it all, and I think they do it all, but they do it to everyone. Apple
yeah.
doesn't discriminate. they will just screw their workers
mm-hmm.
and the consumers.
Yeah. Yeah. Alike, and both the people who try to do, because this ties into Lewis Rossman again. I really recommend you watch him. He's a fun dude. But they screw every type of repair shop that is in existence
yeah,
because
any,
they try
any
to sabotage
party.
Them. Right. If Apple can't
yeah.
do it, you can't either. There are literally things that Lewis has been able to fix over the years that they made. It's so that if you replace a certain part or if you do a small change or something like that, the phone will just not work. They straight up just make it so that it doesn't work. So that they can simply,
oh
when you go
gosh.
Into the store afterwards, they can be like, oh, you got a little bit of water damage or moisture in this particular chip. Lewis would be like, okay, yeah, we can switch that out. Call it $80. We got to do like a motherboard repair, a couple of different things here. Meanwhile,
yeah.
I don't know what the heck I'm talking about, by the way. So don't take what I just said with a grain of sand. That's just an example, okay? And in Apple, they'd be like, "Oh, your motherboard is just fried. There's literally nothing that we can do about this." Okay,
you're gonna have to buy a whole new phone.
Yeah, and we can't actually take it in to trade it either because it's defective. We'll take it.
Yeah.
But not for money. We'll just take it. And then you can buy a new
phone.
We'll give you
Apple rebate. We'll give you $20 Apple card.
Basically. I mean, I'm sure that they give you some sort of... Listen, I don't want to slander Apple either because I don't want to get sued. They might very well let you trade it in for a different phone and for a lower price. But the point is that they make you replace an entire phone for a part that could be replaced easily. And they make it so that you have to deliberately discard the other parts of Apple phones that they're no longer going to use because they consider it defective. Even if people like Lewis and other repair shops would be able to use them for themselves, they deliberately make it so that we can... produce waste that we can't recycle. They make it so that we can't recycle things. They say they're for brown people. They say they're for the environment. They say they're for all of these different things, when the only thing that they're for is green, and it's so painfully obvious. I can't comprehend how people support this company.
I could never... buy an iPhone.
No.
I could never buy like a MacBook or an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I know that all they're doing is just trying to earn their own money. Like they're going to do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sean said, like they will destroy the environment.
Literally.
Willing to destroy the environment
in order to and just to spite repair shop, because how much is getting repairs from third party or allowing repairs in third party vendors going to affect Apple's bottom line? How much is it actually going? They're a $2 trillion company. I found this out from Lewis. I didn't know they had that much money. They're a $2 trillion company that can't pay Indian employees and can't let repair shops do repairs and screws with everybody as much as humanly possible. Another thing that I found out from the guy, there's this part I believe it's iPhones. Ever since the iPhone 6, they've designed the phones literally the same. They look basically the same. And in the back, there's this particular thing that apparently, I don't know, it's like on the microscopic level, there's a little ball that isn't like stuck to the board as well as it should be, and this is like across iPhones. So over time, over the span of a year, you can have this just completely defective phone as a result of this happening, at no fault to the user. But then, of course, you have to go off and pay for the defect that is not present in other phones. It's just not. It's not present in other phones. It's specifically they design.
So
they had a defect in the iPhone 6. We are on to the iPhone 12.
That's double. Literally double. They design their phones to defect so they can get money. Like, that's what it looks like.
That's the way it looks. If it's not on purpose, then it's willful ignorance because it exists. Here's the other thing. This is the reason I wanted to do a whole podcast today, and it's all because of this Lewis guy. All right, he's just got so much material here, but it's not even just that. You go onto the support site for Apple, right? And for things like that, they'll be like, "Oh, we don't really know what to do. You're probably going to have to replace it." And then the person will be like, "Oh, maybe I could take it to like a data recovery guy or something along those lines." And people in the comments will just be like, "No, you can't do that. If they tell you that they can do it, you know, they're lying, so you'll lose your money." Despite the fact that people have literally done it time and time again.
Yeah.
This is something that Lewis talks about all the time. Apple will deliberately try to keep you from going and doing things. There was one guy who did like a super, it might have been him, honestly. I don't know if he'd written it and he was just showing it. I might not have been keeping up, but it was like this full-fledged out like explanation of the people that you could go to, the explanation of what was going wrong, which I think had to do with the ball thing again.
Okay.
And like a whole bunch of detail. What does Apple do? They censor everything except for the first paragraph. So deliberate on this forum. Yeah. They censor everything below a certain point that gives an explanation to what's going wrong. And I think they flagged it as like misinformation or something along those lines. Because of course they would. And meanwhile, yeah. Lewis is literally doing this repair on live streams. He does his work on live streams for people to watch him do the repairs.
He's lying.
He must be sprinkling magic theory dust on the chips to make the data come back.
Yes, it's fake. It's fake news. It takes me up to know. Can we censor? Can we censor a live stream? Live stream?
Can we censor live streams?
Can we copy? Can we copy Strike Lewis?
If they could, they would. Man, it's there's no doubt.
And they might.
I don't know, man.
I literally
sat down. Binging this guy's videos while playing Valhalla. That's why I'm like, you know, just circulating through my head. I'm playing lots of AC. I'm literally getting images of running through and like killing people.
Killing people in
Valhalla while this is going on.
See, look, in anger. I've never seen you this heated about something. Yeah. I don't think that I can remember. And I imagine you playing Valhalla, you weren't this heated. Because you could just murder everyone.
Yeah, I had an outlet.
You're sitting there, and you hear like $6 a day, a month, and you're like, you're dead.
I will say, I'm glad that I wasn't on like a particular part that like, if I was on like a boss that kept on killing me or something like that, I feel like I would have flipped out. Like it would have been a terrible thing.
That would have been so funny though.
It would have been.
You're just like.
Oh man.
Oh, that'd be great.
No, but the point here is to say, please, and this is a legitimate one. In the previous podcast, we have said, don't buy an Apple, go and do the other things. It was at least in part sarcastic because we're not actually going to force anybody to you know, jump sides or anything. And I'm still not going to force you, but I would recommend, for the sake of just think about the product that you're buying and think about the people that are selling it and think of the ethics of using that particular corporation, which admittedly is hypocritical. We use Google for YouTube, right? But at least in the case of phones, there's some level of non-monopolization, right? There's basically nowhere but YouTube to go as far as that's concerned. So the you know, if there was something other than Google, maybe I'd go there. And that actually had people really watching it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Vudu, but you're not going to do the job.
Vimeo.
Vimeo. Whatever. Yeah. But there's so many options in the phone market that I genuinely think, get a Microsoft phone if you want to. Get a Windows phone. Bill Gates is a good guy. He generally does good things for people. And I think generally speaking, although Microsoft does screw people in some places, that they're generally better than Apple. I can't stress enough how much I just recommend using their products instead. If at least you care about like the things that I've spoken about today. If you don't care at all, that's fine. And that's not like a passive aggressive, that's fine. Some people legitimately just don't care about those things. And it is what it is.
Also, I know that a lot of people are just gonna still buy the iPhone.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, I don't care.
I don't really care. Like, supporting company, I don't like.
Like, I know a lot of people. Yeah, because another thing, like you said, it might be hypocritical because tomorrow Samsung might come like with all this news.
Yeah, with the same sort
about
of thing.
$6.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, granted, I think Apple has done a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And like we're saying, like against the consumers and against repair shops and stuff like this, mm-hmm. but like. Some people are just like, yeah, but I like the phone.
Yeah,
and
but I mean, that's your prerogative, and I think that's fine, you know, because at the end of the day, but if you're a huge advocate of, for example, racial equality, and environmental issues and all these different things, any corporation isn't the best corporation, but I think they're better than Apple in the mobile sphere. Like again, Google, Microsoft. Not the best, but it's a matter of taking the options that you have and weighing them and seeing which one is the least bad and supporting them.
The thing about Android is you could find the best of the worst companies.
Mm-hmm.
right? You could go to Samsung, you could go to Google, you could go to Microsoft, you could go to LG, Motorola. Just like there's so many options with mm-hmm. Android, because Android is an operating system, not a phone.
Yeah.
And you have choices. Mm-hmm. Apple is Apple.
It's a phone and an operating system, and there's nothing else. You can't, yes. you know, I think you can probably brick an Android phone and then use iOS, and more power to you, you to figure out how
you
to
can,
do that.
Yeah, you can genuinely change what operating system you want to use mm-hmm. on your Android.
Yeah.
Your Android could run other operating systems. So,
and like a VM like, or something. I think they're mobile VMs. Or at least they can reflect those OSs quite closely.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think generally I've been thinking more about it recently. I want to be more conscious generally as far as my choices are concerned and what companies I support. I don't always do the research on the places that I should, and this sounds somewhat hippie-ish, I guess, but I genuinely think that if you support a company and you give them money, that you should care to some degree about what you're supporting. Because, I mean, if you think about it, we really overlook the fact, and this was really something that highlighted it for me, but we Americans and first world countries in general, probably out of necessity to some degree, kind of overlook the bad things that corporations do outside of our countries, you know, because clearly, you know, there in India and in China and all these different places, people are just being used and abused, like, to the last degree. If you can pay somebody $6 a month and get away with it in these countries that I guess then don't have minimum wage laws or anything like that, then of course they're going to do it. And if you're able to acknowledge that, then maybe you can find an alternative and put your money elsewhere. And I think if enough people do that and enough people push for good practices within those companies, change can actually happen. Otherwise, it'll just continue to happen going on forever.
And it probably will get worse. Let's be honest. Yeah. That's just they'll to find another way.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about this is, like, this is going to come out, and I bet this has probably hurt Apple mm-hmm. a little bit. But then again, I've never heard of it. But, like, Apple's probably going to come out with a statement saying that they fixed it. And by fixed it, they mean they just found a different way mm-hmm. to screw over these people. But they are paying them a little bit more, maybe.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Mean, maybe not, because their building got arsoned. They might have just left.
Yeah.
I don't really
you
know.
You get paid nothing now. Yeah, now that would be nothing. The worst, probably.
I do have to wonder, considering the ethical implications of what Apple did in those circumstances, does their government side with the people that burnt the building? Sean, or do they get put into prison?
Again, Apple has money.
Yeah.
To have, government will side with us always, 100%.
Yeah, the government probably won't hold them accountable, but do you think those people went to prison as a result of this?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but, like, it is still a crime.
It's still arson.
It's a crime committed for a good reason,
mm-hmm.
but it's still a crime, and those people can be, like, acquitted and stuff, but I don't know if they will be. I don't know anything about how the Indian government works.
I don't either.
So
it's a curious thing. I don't know.
Yeah. I know in America they'd probably be, well, it depends who's president. But they probably would be like I know Obama spent a lot of time like what's the word? Is it acquitted? Is that the right word?
We'll use it.
I know.
Pardoning. Yes.
You know,
in some sense.
You know what? Yeah. Pardon. You know who? You know what? I found out what president spent most of his time, a lot of his time pardoning.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln. Mm. He spent apparently a lot of his tenure as president pardoning. Union soldiers who just like abandoned their regiment live at home because mm-hmm. they didn't want to be at war anymore. And apparently he spent so much time pardoning all of those soldiers because he realized that they don't necessarily want to be at war.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. Hopefully yeah. the Indian government does the same for these people because they got paid $6 a month.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's just certain points where it's so ridiculous that you can't, I don't know. But they might just get arrested, and hopefully at least it'll serve as an example in some sense to corporations that go in there. Probably not, but it's the hope. Yeah. That being said, it might serve as a counterexample because they might go in there, burn down the place, and they end up losing anyway. They go to jail and nothing happens to Apple. I don't know.
Yeah, but their stuff is burnt. This might actually hurt too, because like it might serve as an example for these companies that if they go there and they don't pay these people, the companies are going to burn down. Mm. So they're just not going to go there anymore.
That's true. So no jobs.
So there might just be like, it might just suck.
It might just in suck. The end. That being said, if India were to sort of internalize their jobs and you had less jobs coming from outside corporations, like there would be sort of a drought and a desperation in the sense that there's less stuff, less corporations there. But my thought process is that perhaps there would be more internal competition, so maybe wages would raise and there would, you know, there might be fewer jobs at first, but it could grow and become better. Because I mean my understanding is that corporations going into these other countries oftentimes into non-first world countries end up being more of an issue than a problem solver for a lot of the people there. So I don't know.
It depends. I don't know a lot about India. I don't know how their economy works. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, if, and also, like you said, it would remove a lot of jobs. I know a lot of companies do outsource to India, so mm-hmm. if people started leaving, I think it would cause a huge downfall that might not be recoverable, even if there starts popping up like mm-hmm. internal like Indian companies. I think people losing a lot of these jobs might just like cause a big like depression, basically.
Could very well just be a depression afterwards, and they don't have the funds necessarily to do what we did during our depression. So it's a very good point. I don't know what the solution is other than maybe holding these companies more accountable, which is ultimately ironically not up to India as much as it is first world countries where they get the majority of their money, because ultimately money talks as far as these companies are concerned. I don't know.
Yeah, because like if the Indian government came out and was like, hey, you need to start paying these people this much money, mm-hmm. Apple could just leave, right?
Yeah.
But if consumers in America were like, hey, you're not paying people at all, so we're not going to buy any products until you pay them.
Yeah, we're just going to go to your competition for now.
Yeah. If Apple goes, oh, I'm just going to leave, then it's even worse.
Yeah.
If the government says they have to pay people and they leave, I don't think anyone will notice. But if the people say they have to pay people and they leave, everyone will notice, because it'll be like, hey,
that's a much bigger thing.
Didn't do what we said and then made it worse for them. So, guys, get on Apple.
A lot of power in capitalistic democracy, I guess, in some sense.
Yes, the people have the power.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want Apple to collapse as much as I want to see it have those jobs and do a good job. I want this $2 trillion company to do what a $2 trillion company can do, which I really do think is feed families, even in those countries. I don't think that's too much to ask, honestly, especially the engineers.
Yeah, we're in America, we're all about a living wage, but we don't care if Apple does it.
No.
Right? Like, we have, like, a whole movement about everyone deserves a living wage, and then it's like, well, these companies, though.
It's fine. That's not America. At least not in here, you know. I don't know. Apple does suck.
Apple does suck. Ultimately. That was our
most heated.
Most heated Apple hating podcast segment.
Definitely, for sure.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Also, Apple hates Christmas.
Apple hates Santa Claus.
They hate Santa Claus. And children, they would never sell to a child.
They would employ child.
Yes, they would.
Oh, man. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Christmas podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you guys had good Christmas. What you get for Christmas? Write down in comments.
Let us know. We'd love to know. Let you know in our Giraffe Gang video what we gave each other for Christmas.
Yes.
That'll be a video.
Yes, a whole video.
Yes. But yeah, thanks guys so much for watching. And we'll see you in the next one. Wait. No. Good podcaster. Time to plug. In our description, we will have our several YouTube channels, one of which is the Legion of Two, which is gaming, one of which is the Alpha Males podcast, which is this podcast, and in the future, hopefully by this point, there will be a Giraffe Gang channel, which is our real life videos, Scott's,
IRL.
The Scots, the skits, the vlogs, the...
We call our fans Scott.
And more Jerome. You'll have more Jerome. So be sure to subscribe. Look at those videos. Check them out. Well, subscribe if you like the videos after watching them, okay? And maybe even like them if you like them.
Or just subscribe.
That's fine, too. We need traction.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Although watch time matters a lot, so go ahead and watch them, too. Each of them.
Yeah.
Even in the background.
Even if you don't like them. Yeah. All right, plug.
Plug over.
Do the thing.
All right, just do the thing, and we'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.